Seventh parak of Ayala's fourth Mishnah. Ishoshi Maksho Leilid Yatsua Mi Bayis La Bayis. She is in birth and taking her from one house to the next. And eventually, unfortunately, she gave birth to a stillborn child, which is Matana. So Arishon told me Besafik. The first house when Masupik, if she already gave birth in that house, as Safik told me, Ashen Vivadi. The second for sure, we know that she gave birth over there, and that is Vadi Tomi. When do we say this? Ms. Machin, it tells Bekapoyim, when you have to hold her up by her arms. Aval and Hoysa, Malecha, she could still walk, then Arishon Tor. No, as long as she could walk, we could rest assured that the child was not out of her body yet. Why? When her body opens up to give birth to the child, she won't be able to walk anymore. The nafel is considered that it came out in order to metama something only when his head came out like some type of spindle. What does it mean? It means that it has a head the size of this spindle. But if did not have that, it was smaller than that, so in such circumstances we have to be concerned that maybe the head did come out and she was able to still walk. That which we say that we're makil, as long as she could walk, is only if the navel was developed enough that its head is the size of this spindle. But if it's smaller than that, then it's not a proof.